Flugelhorn Friday with Steve McKay on Star 97.7.
Ah, you know, you hear that trumpet or the flugelhorn, you know, hey, it's Friday.
Let's have fun.
Yeah. Hello, Steve.
Time to put on your musical thinking cap, my friends.
Yes.
All righty. We are ready for it. You gave us a clue yesterday. You can't take a trip without this.
Exactamundo. And this is a song that you typically would not hear a flugelhorn on, which makes it doubly hard. And a little bonus, this is I try to do the very beginning of the songs or a part of a song that should be very recognizable. This one today is the very beginning of the song. Oh. Are ye ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Wow, that was very kind of you. I'm pretty confident I know what that is.
I think I know what it is, too.
Wow, that quickly. I'm pretty sure it's a song you guys play on Star, right?
If it's the song that I'm thinking of, yes, we do.
Yeah, I think Mike and I are on the same page.
Let me play it for you again in case people need to turn up their radios and hear it again. Then I've got some hints for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I get so excited when I figure it out without any clues. Well, I'm assuming I know what it is, but I'm always excited to hear the clues, too.
Yeah, let's hear more clues.
Okay, 1983 is your time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Can't take a trip without this. And hint number three, a song about inevitable amore. Inevitable amore. And what confused me a little bit about this song is the title is not what I thought it was. There's a very prominent lyric in it, and I thought that was the song title, but it's not. So.
Yeah, I think Mike and I are on the same page, and we also heard from somebody else that's a huge fan of this group, but I'll wait. Mm-hmm. Mike will confirm. I assume Mike is such a music person. You probably have the song lined up.
Well, while Steve was giving us the weather, I pulled it up, and this is what I think it is, and probably you too, Paul. Hold on, let me try. Here.
That's would be Journey and Separate Ways.
Yeah.
Exactly. Love will find you. Oh. Inevitable amore.
Okay. Love will find you. Yeah, that makes sense.
And I have to say that right off the bat, right after we were saying, we know what it is, I got a text from Dom Efter from Downey's Graphics and Printing because he is a ginormous Journey fan.
Yes. So. And he will see them on the Final Frontier Tour, right?
Yeah.
Which is going on now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Nice. So did you hear what's going to happen after Journey wraps things up?
No.
Neil Sean?
Sean.
I always forget how to say his last name. He's going to have a group called Journey Beyond.
I did not know that.
And I think that kind of leaves the door open for past members like Greg Rolie to step in. He was the lead singer before Steve Perry.
Really?
Yeah. And he was also the lead singer of Journey when Neil Sean, whatever, when they were together with Carlos back in the 70s. So, yeah, they're really going to mix things up.
See, look how much we learned.
Do you think they'll need a flugelhorn
player? Yeah. Yeah. We can contact them. And Jonathan Cain of the band Journey is one of my special guests on this weekend's edition of the Totally Rad 80s Hour Countdown. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, Sunday at 6 p.m.
I'm so humbled around all of this musical talent from Steve and the musical knowledge from Mike. I don't even know what I'm doing here.